The message I have for you tonight is the divine gift exchange. Tonight is Christmas Eve, celebrating what? The birth of Jesus. And tomorrow is Christmas again, celebrating the birth of Jesus into this world. Now, people across America and around the world will be doing what tonight and tomorrow? What will they be doing? Okay? People around the world today and tomorrow will be exchanging gifts, right? The exchanging of gifts between brother and brother, sister and sister, brother and sister, husband and wife, parent and child, right? People around the world today and tomorrow will be exchanging gifts. Why? Because Christmas is the season of giving, right? We know why that we exchange gifts, correct? Why do we exchange gifts? In remembrance of the greatest gift that God gave us 2,000 years ago. The gift of Jesus Christ, right? That's why we exchange gifts, right? And tonight I'd like to talk with you about the divine gift exchange. The divine gift exchange. Let's talk tonight about two different gifts. The most important gift in the universe, and then a gift which is so precious in the sight of God. So tonight, we know that all humanity has sinned, right? We have transgressed against God's laws. We have said things and done things and thought things that are not right, that are sinful, right? We have all sinned. What does the Bible say in Romans 3:10? It says, there is none righteous, no, not one. What does it say in Romans 3:23? For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Not one of us is perfect, right? We have all messed up. It's like think about it this way. You may like live a perfect 23 and a half hour day. And in that last half hour, if you think or say something wrong, if I think or say something wrong, it messes up the track record for the day, right? It's like a batter of eggs for an omelet. You've got a dozen eggs. You break open 11 eggs. They're great. You break open that 12th egg. You drop it and you find out it's rotten. It spoils the entire batter, right? And it's the same way with us. You know, even if we mess up once in a day, it messes up the day's record. It goes to show us that humanity is imperfect, right? All have sinned, but God loves us so very much. He forgives and forgets our sins when we confess them to Him, right? Now, we have to understand that God is a God of love. The Bible says in 1 John 4:8 that God is love, right? You agree with that tonight? His mercy is everlasting, and His love is enduring. He is the God of a second chance. He is the God of a third, a fourth, and a fifth chance. He is a God who never gives up on us, right? What does it say in Romans 5:8? But God commends His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us, right? God is a God who loves us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life, right? He is a God who loves you and me so very much. He is a loving God. But we must also understand that God is a just God. He is a God of justice. Now, what does justice mean? What does justice mean? Justice means that sin must be paid for. The one who's done wrong must be punished. Now, imagine this, friends. Let's say you're walking down one of the streets of downtown Tulsa at 5 o'clock one evening with a friend. And somebody drives by, points a gun, and shoots your friend dead. You happen to get that person's license tag number. And through a series of events, what does a just judge and jury do? They punish the murderer, right? With either life in prison or death row. Well, guess what? God is the just judge of the universe. And He must punish sin. What does the Bible say in Romans 6:23? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Sin pays a wage. How many here like to work a long day and get paid for it, a wage? It feels good, right, to get a wage for a long day's work, right? Well, in the same way, sin pays a wage. And what is it called? It's called death. It's called death. God is the just judge of the universe. Remember Adam and Eve, our forefathers. God said to them in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, you may eat of any tree in the garden, but the tree of the knowledge of good and of evil I do not want you eating of. For in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. And in Genesis 3, the tempter came to the woman and said, you won't surely die. God knows that when you eat of the fruit, you will be like God. She was tempted. What did she do?
She ate of the tree.
She gave some to her husband. And what entered this world?
Sin
and death entered this world. Passed on to us. But God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, so that we could be forgiven of our sins, right? Amen? You agree with that tonight? And God must punish those sins. But God, in His mercy, friends, realized that we could not pay for our sins. Because the payment for sins is eternal death. So what did God say 2,000 years ago? He said, I love the people I've created. They can't pay for their sins. I don't want them to be separated from me eternally. So I am going to send my only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die for their sins so that they would not have to die in hell. Jesus Christ is the most important gift in this universe. He is the most valuable gift in this entire universe. He was born to die so that you and I could live. Luke 19:10, the Son of Man was born to seek and to save the lost. That's awesome news, isn't it? You see, Jesus Christ is present with us tonight. What does the Word of God say? Where two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus, there He is with them. Jesus Christ, this most awesome gift, is present with us tonight. And tonight we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ into this world 2,000 years ago. Now tonight, for the next few minutes, I'd like to talk to you about a second gift. What is this second gift? The first and most valuable gift is Jesus Christ. The second gift I want to talk to you about tonight is the gift of humanity. You and I are a gift to God. Say it with me tonight. I am a gift to God, the Father, creator of heaven and earth. You are valuable to God, friends. You are so valuable to God. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. You may have been told as a child that you were dumb. Maybe an accident going somewhere to happen. Maybe somebody in a later relationship down-talked you and lowered your self-esteem. Guess what? They were inspired by the devil. Because the devil is a liar and the father of all lies. You are a diamond in the eyes of God. You are the apple of God's eyes. You are a gift to God. Do you believe that tonight?
Amen.
If you do, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, He loves you so very much. How is your worth determined? How is our worth determined? Let me give you this illustration here. About a year and a half or two ago, a friend of mine bought his wife a diamond ring. And he told me that he paid $19,000 for it. Now, that's a nice ring, right? It's expensive. So that ring was worth $19,000. How was the value of that ring determined? By the price that was paid for it, the $19,000. How is our worth determined in the sight of God?
Through our faith.
By the price that was paid for us. What price was paid for us? The price of the invaluable blood of Jesus Christ. The spotless blood of the Lamb. Turn to 1 Peter 1, verse 18. And let's read about the blood of Jesus. 1 Peter 1, verse 18. And this is what it says. 1 Peter 1, 18. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers. 19. But you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. The blood of infinite worth was paid for you and for me. What does that mean? It means that our worth is of great value in the sight of God. We are of infinite worth because the blood of infinite worth was paid for us. Does that make sense? Amen. We are of infinite worth because the blood of Jesus was shed for us. You know, friends, Jesus Christ is the greatest gift in the universe, right? You and I are the most precious gift in the eyes of God, right? Amen. Now tonight, Jesus Christ is here for the taking. He wants to give Himself to you tonight. He wants to give Himself to you tonight. What does He require? He requires us to complete the divine gift exchange. He wants us to give ourselves to Him. Does that make sense? Jesus is here tonight for you to take Him into your life. But to complete the gift exchange, what must we do? We must give our lives to Him, right? You know, at Christmas time, when somebody gives you a gift, it feels good to give them a gift back, right? Correct? It's nice to exchange gifts. Well, Jesus is here for you to take tonight. What does He want from you? He wants us to give ourselves to Him. To Him. He wants to be our Savior and our Lord. Now, what does Lord mean? Lord means ruler. Lord means the one in charge. See, friends, Jesus Christ wants to be in charge of the thoughts that you think. He wants to be in charge of what you do with your body. Is what you do with your body holy in the sight of God? He wants to be in charge of your spirit. He wants to be the one in charge of your relationships. He wants to be complete Lord of your life and of my life. He wants to be Savior and Lord. Now, when you receive Jesus into your life and you give Him your life, what do you receive? You receive salvation in two areas. Salvation from what? Salvation means deliverance. Salvation from the grip of sin over your life. What sin are you struggling with tonight? Is it a chemical dependency? Is it immoral living? Is it a wrong relationship? Is it maybe drinking way too much alcohol? What sin are you struggling with tonight? Jesus wants to release the grip of sin over your life tonight. He wants to rescue you. And number two, how does Jesus want to save you? He wants to save you from eternal what? From eternal death. Eternal separation from God. You see, God loves you. Jesus loves you. They want you and me to be in heaven one day forever with them. Amen? So when you receive Jesus as your gift, you receive salvation. Salvation from sin's grip and salvation from eternal death. And you receive more than that. Let me read you a closing illustration. You'll like this one, I think. It was given by Rabbi Zacharias as he addressed the United Nations Prayer Breakfast September 10th, 2002. When you receive Jesus, you receive salvation. That's awesome, isn't it? If you think it is, say amen tonight.
Amen.
But you receive some other things as well. Let's read this. All righty, he says this. Here is my closing illustration. It is a parable that comes from the east of a man who owned a lot of paintings. A very wealthy man who had a son. The son used to go into the city streets and would often talk to a beggar. The beggar took a liking to this young man and one day gave this young man a portrait he had painted of him. So the young man took it to his father, who was an art connoisseur. And the father thought to himself, well, it's not a very good painting, but we'll hang it up in the gallery because it's supposed to be of my son. Many, many years went by and the young lad stopped coming to visit the beggar. And the beggar finally went to the gates of the palace and said, I don't see that young man anymore. The palace guard said, well, he died very suddenly. The beggar was very unhappy to hear the news and he said, can I see his father? And they said, yes. The beggar said to the father, I have done another picture of your son, just like the other one. I want you to have it. He gave it to the father, and the father, of course, hung up the painting beside the other one. Not long afterwards, the father suddenly passed away too, and the beggar heard about it. He also heard that all the art in the palace was going to be auctioned, so he asked if he could go in. An auctioneer came and saw all the paintings on the walls, and the connoisseurs were there, and they were going to bid on them. There in the middle of this collection were hanging the two paintings of his son done by this beggar that were not very good at all. The auctioneer said, we're going to have an auction, but the first paintings to go are the ones of the young lad here, and then we'll proceed with the rest. They said, we're not interested in them. Just get on with the... He said, no, no. We must begin with these, but nobody bid. So the beggar put his hand in his pocket and took out a handful of pennies and said, I want to bid on the young man's paintings. And nobody else competed for the few pennies. The gavel was sounded and he got the son's portraits. As the beggar took them and was about to leave, the gavel sounded again and the auctioneer said, I have some news for you. Behind the paintings of this young man are the words, whoever bids on these gets the whole gallery. Isn't that awesome? He who got the son got everything that the father had to give. I present to you the very Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gives you all that His Father has to offer. Eternity, morality, accountability, and charity. Friends, I'm here to tell you tonight that you may have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior at one point in your life, but maybe you got upset with God. Maybe you got bitter towards someone and you walked away from God, getting further and further away from Jesus Christ. Tonight you can rededicate your life to Christ. Tonight you can give your life as a gift back to Jesus, just like He is giving His life tonight as a gift to you. It's the divine gift exchange. And when you receive the Son into your life, you receive everything the Son has to offer. He's got joy for you tonight. Joy in place of your mourning. He has got peace for you tonight in place of the storms in your life. He's got for you freedom from the fears that torment you tonight. He's got for you destruction of the enemy's works. He's got so many good things in store for you. He's got healing in the place of sickness for you tonight. But what do you have to do first?
Repent.
You have got to give your life as a gift to Jesus Christ, just as He is giving Himself as a gift to you tonight. Amen?
Amen?
So Jesus is here with us tonight, giving Himself as a gift to us. Will you complete the divine gift exchange? He's here to give it to you. Will you give Him yourself? Will you give Him yourself wholeheartedly? Your spirit, soul, mind, body, everything about you to Jesus Christ. Will you do it tonight?
Amen.